The research hypothesis is a statement of the predicted effect of a change in the independent variable, the IV, on the value of the dependent variable, the DV. So the IV, that's the one we manipulate, and the DV is the one we measure. So the research hypothesis describes how the IV is manipulated and the procedures or operations used to measure and observe the DV. The research hypothesis must have four elements. One, a statement of the IV. Two, a statement of the DV. Three, a statement of the population of interest. And four, it must have a prediction. You also need to know how to operationalize the IV and DV. Operationalizing means specifying exactly how something is going to be measured and exactly how the groups will be manipulated. So the operationalized IV is the variable manipulated to test the effect on the DV. The operationalized DV is the variable which measures the effects of that manipulation of the IV. So when you're asked to identify the operationalized independent variable, look for two groups. So for instance, we might have participants who drink caffeinated drinks versus decaffeinated drinks. When asked to identify the operationalized dependent variable, look for the statistics, which will often be in a table. So we might be measuring memory ability, so we need to specify how we're going to do that. So we can operationalize that by looking at the number of 30 three-letter nonsense syllables recalled. So here's an example of a research hypothesis from a past exam, and I'll talk about the four elements. So the research hypothesis is that people between the ages of 18 and 40 who sleep fewer than 6.5 hours per night for 12 months will have a larger body mass index than people who sleep more than 6.5 hours per night. So when going through the research hypothesis, there's four boxes you need to tick. Number one, is the DV there? Well, yes, because the research hypothesis specified an increase in body mass index. Two, was the IV there? Yes, because those who sleep fewer than 6.5 hours or less versus the other group, those who sleep more than 6.5 hours. So it was specified what we've manipulated. The population was mentioned, 18 to 40-year-olds, and a prediction was made that sleep-deprived patients will have a higher body mass index than non-sleep-deprived subjects. So again, put those four elements together and you've come up with a research hypothesis. People between the ages of 18 and 40, there's your population, who sleep fewer than 6.5 hours per night for 12 months, there's the first part of your IV, will have a larger body mass index, so there's your prediction, than the people who sleep more than 6.5 hours per night. There's the other half of your IV.